How about the man who delivers your mail? What is his title?
We call him mailman.
Uh-huh.
He'll be along here in a few minutes.
If you're going, if someone's going someplace and you're going to go with him and you see him starting out and you're not quite ready, what possibly would you shout to him?
I'd say, wait a minute, I'm going with you. Would that be a good answer?
Yeah, that'd probably stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says to you, how long will you be?
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd say back, wait a minute, or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a minute or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get my hat or something to go.
And if you aren't going to do something and another fellow isn't going to do it, he says, well, I'm not going to do it. And you say, well,
I ain't going to do it.
And parts of the body, this is my...
Valfard.
Uh-huh. This is my...
Ear.
Which one?
Let's see, this one being the right.
Uh-huh.
And this will be left.
We're playing games.
Are you?
If I had a bunch of whiskers, you'd say I'd grown a...
beard.
Yeah.
Come in here and sit down. It's all right. We don't care. You can say anything. It'll go on this machine.
No.
Play it a little bit for her there. Just talk a minute.
One word?
Now go ahead and they'll answer something.
Oh, you're gonna answer too?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go take that butter.
No way. Let's see, what kind of questions was you asking me? About the schools and things
yeah.
like that. You go ahead and ask.
She's afraid she's going to say something here. See that tight mouth? Well, she's not going to open that mouth. She's not going to hear me.
He's going to be anything. He ain't going to tell that with him on just what he wants out. That's all he's going to take out when he gets seriously.
This is a girl. I was about her daddy being over settling up in the mountains.
Oh.
That's her father.
Oh.
He's 75 years old. How old is he?
77.
77
My
years
goodness.
Old.
Where'd he come from?
Alabama.
Alabama. This seems to be an Alabama
he wants to. He wants to get with him and learn something about old-timey buildings and... He ain't taking
he
the.
About
he
old times.
He's not asking anything like we done.
I give him his name and Albert's name. That's all the old ones I know. They'll come there, but he said he might not have time to get to them.
Could I send him a list of things sometime and let him check off the ones that he uses?
Yes, I wouldn't be no drawback.
I don't want any secrets or anything. It's just.
No,
this man just after, he's a schoolman. He works in schools. That's what you're after, ain't it?
And no secrets. I'm going to try to take some of their fish, though.
Yeah.
he's a schoolman in Stillwater. Ain't you?
Yeah. I was up in Wisconsin for a year, and I've never been so cold in my life. No, that's not true. But I've never been so cold in my life of my own accord.
Mm-hmm.
One winter up there, not when I was there, but the year after, it was 35 degrees below zero.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad I wasn't there.
I couldn't live there.
I couldn't either, I decided, so I came down here.
Where that ball at? Well, that's
no.
Fanny and Fearless.
No.
I didn't think lately.
It shouldn't bother a bit. Oh, I was going to ask you, in your mouth, these things that you chew with?
Huh?
These things that you chew with?
I don't understand it.
These?
Teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of them you'd call a...
Well, these eye teeth.
Yeah, and if you break one, you'd say I broke a...
tooth.
Uh-huh. Isn't that silly?
It might sound silly, but it might not be as silly as
we
think,
do you? No, it's not silly. All these have a purpose.
Yeah, I imagine.
And here's one. Your teeth fit into your what?
Gum.
Uh-huh. Some places they call those goons.
Goons.
You ever hear that?